Right, so as we all know, we're in the time of Sviras HaOmer in between Pesach and Shavuos, and even though really Min HaTorah, biblically speaking, is a very happy time. It's a time of Mitzias Mitzrayim to Kabbalah HaTorah. However, later on, the most famous of the events is Rabbi Akiva's students, they perish during this time period, the Gemara in Nevamos, and the Gemara is pretty vague. It says, Shavu Nagu Kavod Zeh LaZeh. They didn't give cover to one another. And what exactly it means, you know, it's up for discussion, but it's clearly they were in violation of some, you know, mitzvahs, benam l'chavero. And that's why the Bali Musa or even these different posts can bring down that we should always work on benam l'chavero, but especially during the months of, during the days between Pesach and Shavuos, we should also, that's why if I mentioned, that's why some say, that's why Yom HaAtzmaut falls out during Sfiras HaOmer, because in terms of, you know, keeping Eretz Yisrael and you have, you know, Yavas Yisrael, you have to work on your Be'adam Mechavero. So we'll discuss a little bit about some mitzvahs, differences between mitzvahs Be'adam Lamakom and mitzvahs Be'adam Mechavero. Just to go back a step, the mitzvah of Kivudah Be'aim, that is a mitzvah which is unique, as the Menchus Chinuch points out, that seems to have aspects of both Ben Adam Lamakom and Ben Adam Lachavero. Because as the Gemara says in Kedushin, that we have three creators, Mommy, Daddy, and God. Not necessarily in that order, but we have three creators. So on one hand, it's our Kavod Shamayim. On the other hand, we know parents are people too. They're, you know, you pass them a cup of water, you do things. So there's aspects of both of Ben Adam Lamakom and Ben Adam Lachavero. As the Mefarshim point out, that's why we have, for the Luchos, we have two Luchos. Why not five Luchos? Why not ten? For the two Luchos, they symbolize the two categories of commandments. Mitzvahs Be'adam Lamakom and Mitzvahs Be'adam Lachavero. The first five, Anochi Hashem, Avodah Zarah, that's Be'adam Lamakom. And the second five, not to murder, not to steal, that's on Be'adam Lachavero. So the question at first glance, Kivudah Be'aim seems to be on the wrong Luchos. It's the parents of people, it should be on the second side. So that's what the Ramban others explain. No, that's the perfect transition, because really, the first five are mitzvahs to our Creator, and our parents are our Creator, so it's a perfect mix going from five to six, because that's a mitzvah which has both aspects of Ben Adam Lamakom and Ben Adam Lachavero. So either way, we'll discuss Kivudah Be'aim more as a springboard. But Kivudah Be'aim, my nafkamina, not necessarily Kivudah Be'aim, because we'll see the nafkamina might not apply there. But what's the difference whether Kivudah Be'aim is a mitzvah by Adam Lamakom or a mitzvah by Adam Lamakom? Either way, we have to do it. So my nafkamina, or more generally, are there any differences of halacha between mitzvahs by Adam Lamakom and mitzvahs by Adam Lachavero? So we'll go through a couple of nafkaminas. So the first nafkamina, the Rambam brings down in Hilchos Brachos, Perek Yud Aleph. First he goes through all the different types of brachas we have. Because we know the Berkas HaMitzvah, the typical bracha we make before we do a mitzvah. We have the Berkas Shevach V'Hodah, brachas about praise and thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we have the Berkas HaNenin, the brachas we make before we eat. And even within those brachas, there are different halachas between Berachas HaMitzvah, Berachas Shevach V'Hodah, and Berachas HaNenin. For instance, and in fact, it's not even clear which certain mitzvahs, which ones they are. And I'll just give an example. Let's say the mitzvah of Kiddushin, the mitzvah of getting married. So the Rambam writes, there's the mitzvah of Kiddushin. The Kiddushin is a mitzvah. And therefore, the bracha you make is a Berachas HaMitzvah. While the Rush disagrees and says, it's a Berachas Shevach V'Hodah. Marriage is a, the Kiddushin is a Berachas Shevach V'Hodah. In fact, that's why, if you look at the bracha, it's pretty clear. We usually make al mitzvahs look, it should be al mitzvahs Kiddushin, l'kadosh et ha'isha. We have a very strange and long language. Also on us arusa, svidon us mesuas, and we go through many different things. Why? That by itself seems to be a raya for the Rush. The Rush says, no, it's a Berachas Shevach, my nafkamina. Either way, we make the Berachas Eretz, and what do I care if it's a Berachas HaMitzvah or Berachas Shevach L'Hodah? So nafkamin is, when do you make the bracha? So the Rambam writes, Kederach shemavarchen akomis. It's just like we have the cloud, the Gemara in Pesachim tells us, and Dav Zayin, we make the brachas over lasiyot, so you make the bracha first, and then you do the mitzvah. So too, Kedushin is no different. So the rabbi or the Masada Kedushin, whoever it might be, makes the brachas, then we do the Kedushin. According to the Rush, that it's a Bircha Shevach V'Hodah, so then you can make the bracha afterwards. In fact, maybe it's better to, after you have the institution of marriage, and then go and make the Bircha Shevach V'Hodah. Maybe who makes the bracha? Really, strictly speaking, according to the Rambam, maybe the Chassan and Kala, or at least the Chassan, should be making the bracha. Some say really he should, but it's like the halacha when a person gets called up for an aliyah. It used to be that really the one who got called up for an aliyah, he was the Baal Korah. He read his portion, Kohen Levi Yisrael, and people didn't want to get called up, or they were hiding, they didn't show up, or whatever the reasons were, and people couldn't do it. So in order not to mavayish, you know, baki, not to embarrass the one who's not fluent, so therefore they instituted the Baal Korah. But really, strictly speaking, it's the one who gets the bracha is really doing it for, even though physically he's not, but al-fi halacha, he's the one really laning. So to really, according to the Rambam, the Chassan should really make the bracha, but not the mavayish, those who can't make the bracha properly, so they instituted the Masada Kedushin. So, and in fact, there's a middle shita, the Ravid, the shita's haravid. The Ravid in principle holds like the Rambam, but in practice he follows the Rush. What do I mean? In principle he agrees with the Rambam, but in practice he follows the Rush. What I mean is, he agrees with the Rambam, it's a Birchas HaMitzvah. The Bracha on Kedushin is a Birchas HaMitzvah. But he says, you make the Bracha after the Kedushin. So Bishlom of the Rambam and the Rush are consistent. They hold it's a Birchas HaMitzvah over Lasiyasan, a Birchas Shevach V'Hodah, you make afterwards. What's Chad and the Ravid? It's a Birchas HaMitzvah, so why not apply the general principle of over Lasiyasan? So Pshat and the Ravid is, the Ravid says, it explains is because, why is Kedushin different? Because Kedushin is different because Kedushin involves two people, the Chassan and Kala. And he says, you never know, maybe the Kala will change her mind, and when you're going to make the bracha under the chuppah, she'll say, get lost, I don't want to get married. And therefore, it'll be a bracha of Atala. So therefore, the Ravid and the is a Birchas HaMitzvah, but since it's totally b'das acherim, it's not just totally on me. He says the only time you make a bracha when it's as much as anything's in our hands. Everything's in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but as much as he leaves it to us. So if it's b'yado, then Chazal instituted a bracha before the mitzvah. But in a case where it's totally with someone else, so the Ravid writes, you make the bracha afterwards. It's interesting, because it doesn't really fit in with the Rashba. Because the Rashba writes, the famous Shuvas HaRashba, why don't you make a bracha on the mitzvah of tzedakah? So the Rashba's famous answer is also because it's totally b'das acherim. That does not that it happens that often, but let's say someone knocks on the door, it's an ani. He says, I want money, or whatever. So you give him $10. $10? Are you kidding? I came for $100 or $1,000. He throws the money back at you. So it'll be a bracha of atala. So therefore, it's totally b'das acher, and therefore the Rashba writes you don't make a bracha. So the kasha is, you could ask. But by Kedushin, the Ravid writes, you do make a bracha, you make it afterwards. So why did I say the same thing by tzedakah? Why not by tzedakah? Also, okay, so I agree. So why not when it's totally b'das acherim? Okay, so wait till that person does it, then make the bracha. So, which gets into a general question of making a bracha. It's a general machlokas, the Rambam and Or Zeruah. In general, not limited to this, can you make a Birchas HaMitzvah after? We always make a bracha beforehand. So the Rambam writes, you don't make, their actual machokas is by shchita, when you slaughter the animal. So the Rambam writes, you have to make the bracha before. Once you did the shchita, it's too late. And the Or Zeruah writes, no. You can make the Birchas HaMitzvah, you know, b'diavad, even afterwards. You know, the general nekudah is, what is the nature of a bracha beforehand? Is it a hachana? If it's a hachana for the mitzvah, so then obviously the mitzvah is over, it's too late. you can't prepare after it's done. But if it's not a hachana, but it's a hiddur, it's to enhance the mitzvah, so then one could argue that, and then maybe ideally it belongs before, but afterwards also goes. So that's a general machoket. So, but the Ravid seems to hold like the Or Zeruah, or maybe at least when it's totally Bedas HaChayrim anyway. So why not by tzedakah? Why don't we say after the Urai, after the Ani has the money, then make the bracha? So perhaps there are other reasons why we don't make a bracha on tzedakah. Besides that, because we discussed before Pesach, this is the famous Beis Yosef discusses the question about, we know before Pesach there we do bitul chametz, we do biur, we do bedika. So really bitul chametz is min haTorah, and the bitul and the biur are only drabanan. And yet we know we make the bracha on the mitzvah drabanan of bitul, of biur and bedika. And we don't make the bracha on bitul. Logic would dictate that one would make the bracha on the mitzvah and Torah, not the mitzvah, you know, you have a choice. We know in general we make brachas even on mitzvahs drabanan. And in fact, minhag Ashkenaz, even on minhagim, some minhagim, Rosh Chodesh, Chatzi Hallel, we make a bracha also. But if you have a choice between a mitzvah and a Torah and a drabanan, one would think that you would make the bracha on the mitzvah and a Torah. So the Beis Yosef says, you're right. So why don't we? Because he says the Gemara tells us bitul b'leiv sagi. Since by bitul chametz it really works b'leiv, by you nullify it in your heart, that's enough. That takes away the issue about yirah by yimatzavoni chametz, and therefore the yisod is any mitzvah which is b'yisod the b'leiv, any mitzvah which is fundamentally in your heart. Chazal never instituted a bracha. That's perhaps why there's no bracha on the mitzvah of tshuva. The Ay Tshuva is a mitzvah in HaTorah, and there are different, even though there are different parts to it, there's the Vidoy and other things you have to do, but since it's B'Yisodo, it's a mitzvah B'Lev, so that's what the Beis Yosef says. So too, that's the halacha by tzedakah. There's an interesting discussion in the Achronim. Let's say someone's making an appeal in Shul, and then whatever they're collecting for, and you know, you raise your hand, and whatever, somehow the Gabbai misses you. He's saying, oh great. And you were thinking, I thought you thought, yeah, I'm going to give $100. But I never said anything, he never called on me. The Shaila is, are you chayev to give the money? And that's the machlokas achronim. But the Ramah in general seems to say, even when some person thinks about it in his heart, that's enough to machayev him. So the poskim say that even though it's true, maybe even if you wanted to go like the Ravid, that to make the bracha after, perhaps the tzedakah for another reason. Isn't a mitzvah that Chazal into the bracha, because since it's a mitzvah, it's true that the ma'aseh, you have to give the tzedakah, but in terms of the nature of the chiyuv, it's belayed. Therefore, Chazal never instituted a bracha. It reminds me of a Rabbi Kida Eger on Tzviras HaOmer. There's a whole discussion, pashtis for Tzviras HaOmer, you have to actually count. Usvar tem lachem. But there's a discussion in the post, and what about if you're maharir, if you just think about the day? Let's say tonight, instead of counting, you just thought about it, and you missed the whole 24-hour time period, and then the next day you want to go and continue counting with the bracha. So the shaila is, was that hirur good enough? There's a general machlokas in Shas with the hirur kadiba dummy, but, and that's a whole shtickl Torah on that. But just I want to bring out one point. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says no. It doesn't work with hear her. Why not? Because he says this is so. He says, well, he says it's reversed. He says, how do I know you can't be yotzi the mitzvah of svira with hear her? Because Chazal will misak in a bracha. So if it was a mitzvah which we still do believe, Chazal, you know, you could ding tach on the raya, but I'm just pointing out it's the opposite. He says the fact that he says you have a bracha, that's an indication that it's not a mitzvah that can be done believe. But either way, so that's so the different reasons given for tzedakah. However, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Brachas, you don't have to come on to any of those reasons. There's a very simple reason why there's no bracha on tzedakah. And that's the cloud the Rambam writes. When the Chazal institute a bracha, that's only on mitzvahs that Adam l'makom. A mitzvah between man and God, that's when Chazal set up a bracha. But mitzvahs that Adam l'chavero, tzedakah, bikur cholam, nicham aveilim, kvura, etc., there's no bracha, because most ben achaveiros are totally b'das achayrim, but that's not the reason why you don't make a bracha. He says, by definition, any mitzvah ben achaveiro, Chazal never set up a bracha on. Why not? So perhaps some suggest, because let's say you get a lomasho, let's say someone, an ani knocks on your door, and you're hungry, starving, you need food. Oh, great, mitzvah tzedakah. You run into the kitchen, you get the food ready, you come out, you say, 1 second. Baruch atah Hashem, and the time you finish the bracha, the nani drops dead. So obviously, now's not the time to be focusing. What God is saying is, if the bracha is by making a bracha to interfere with your mitzvah, lama chaveiro, you have to put the, like the Gemara says in Sotah, or a chassid Sotah, someone's drowning, but you're in the middle of davening, I can't stop to help them. When you're involved in a mitzvah b'lam chaveiro, making a bracha is going to take away from that. And in essence, every mitzvah b'lam chaveiro is really a mitzvah b'lam l'makam, because that's God wants you to do that also. So to speak, for a mitzvah b'lam l'makam, you get check one, but mitzvah b'lam chaveiro, you get two, because every mitzvah b'lam chaveiro is in essence a mitzvah b'lam l'makam. So whatever the reason is, that's the klal. So the Rambam says that on a mitzvah b'lam chaveiro, you don't make a bracha. That's how they answer up. By Purim time, you know, there's a mitzvah of Sholoch Manos. So there's an interesting discussion among the Achronim on what is the nature of the mitzvah of Sholoch Manos. Is it, why do we give it? So what's the Tam HaDavar? So it's a famous dispute, the Trumas HaDeshen and the Manos HaLevi. The Trumas HaDeshen writes, because that's the din of Suda. There's a mitzvah of Suda on Purim. So therefore, to ensure, really, it's like Matanos Rav Yonim, the Mordechai writes. They really want to make sure someone, an ani, has food for the Suda. And therefore, by giving Sholoch Manos, that's why the post can bring down. It's best to give stuff that you can eat at the Suda. Vikradin, you don't have to, but it's good to give things that soup, challah, things that someone would actually use at a Suda. So that's the Trumas HaDeshen Shita. And Manos HaLevi disagrees and says, so the purpose of Sholoch Manos is Shalom. That since Haman's decree, Vahashbet, how it's called Yehudim, why? Because the Jewish people were Mefuzar, they were scattered, and that's why the Gzeira came. So therefore, by doing Shalom, it's a mitzvah of, based on, to make friends, therefore preferably to give someone who you had a run-in with in order to make peace. It might not come in. Either way, on Purim, we all do Sholoch Manos, so what's the difference if I say it's Midin Suda, or it's Midin Shalom? So let's say, practically speaking, we give many Sholoch Manos. 5, 10, 15, 20, etc. You know, certain places now they try to do that in shuls where you sign your names and everything, you give one big, you know, practically, you know, it's very good. The negative is in terms of the chinach at home, the kids don't see, you know, we were brought up, all you need to see everyone making Sholoch Manos, so you get used to it. But that's always the pros and cons of that, so you can do both. But either way, so let's say I'm only giving one Sholoch Manos. So I go over to whoever I'm giving to, and I say, oh, here's my Sholoch Manos. He says, thanks, but no thanks. My wife's going to kill me. I have 100 of them in my house. I don't want any more. Keep it. Thank you. Thank you, but take it back with you. Am I yotzei my mitzvah? Because he didn't take it. This is my own. If I gave 99 other ones, who cares? But if I only gave one, so this, because that's all you need to fulfill your mitzvah Sholoch Manos, you need one shnei manos l'shechad. So the poskim say it's totally on this issue. If it's a din in the Suda, you can't eat a thank you. So no matter how nice it was, you didn't give anything, so it won't help for a Suda. If it's a din in Sholom, then that's enough. Sholom, that's all you need. In fact, that's what the Binyan Sinyan writes. That's why, that's the pasuk. Umisholach manas ish l'reyeo. The mitzvah is to send, to show. So how do we pass it in Shulchan Aruch? Well, the Ramah passes in Shulchan Aruch, it's nitan v'mechilo. In other words, even if the person's mocho, I'm still yotze. So that seems to be working with the Sholom angle, if you take the lumdis. But either way, well, bottom line is the Ramah writes, it's good. So therefore, the famous kasha they ask, Sholoch Manos, it's a mitzvah d'rabbanan, it's a mitzvah midivrei Kabbalah. Where's the bracha? Before we give Sholoch Manos, we should make a bracha. So they all give the famous answer, it's like the Rashba. Well, you don't know, maybe the person won't accept it, and therefore maybe we have bracha of atala. The bishchom, according to the Trumas HaDeshen Shita, it's a din and suda, so then in order to fulfill the mitzvah, the person has to accept it. But the Ramah writes in Shulchan Aruch, seemingly like the other Shita, the Manos HaLevi, it's a din and shalom, and we pass in halacha l'maisa, even if you don't accept it, it's good, so I said, hadok hashel aduchta, why no bracha? It's not totally. I am rotei Sholoch Manos by offering the Sholoch Manos to you. So therefore, whether you accept it or not, it's academic. So before I offer you, I should make the bracha. So then they come on, now that's the Shita Sarambam. that the Rambam writes, and that therefore any mitzvah, Adam al-Chaveiro, we don't make a bracha. So the many, you know, people give different tamim, but the basis of the Rambam's reason is basically categorically covers everything. And therefore, that's one major difference is, mitzvah al lamakom. At least not, you know, we have to ask, there are certain mitzvahs al lamakom don't have a bracha, but then the question is why not? It's fundamentally on a bracha, but Adam lamakom, Chazal was the due to the bracha. When we don't find one, we have a valid question, why not? But when it comes to mitzvah al-chavero, the question doesn't get off the ground, that there is, Chazal never said that, because whenever there's no concrete mitzvah, it's ongoing, or because that's, we don't want you, the focus is on the ben adam al-chavero, if by making the bracha, that's going to take away, you know, from that mitzvah. So that's one naskamina on whether, one naskamina number one, the difference between ben adam al-chavero, ben adam al-makam is, do you make a bracha on that? The second naskamina is the Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara in Yuma Pehe talks about the mitzvah of tshuva. So we know the Rambam gives us a list of what's how to do tshuva, hakaras hachei, recognizing the sin, charata, so we have to regret, kabbalah la'asid, and vidoy, etc. But that's so on a mitzvah at alma makom, basically it's a private affair. There's no one else's business what I do, what you do. I work out my own deal with God, you do what you have to, and basically the person does tshuva, it's basically a private thing between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, B'Adam HaChaveiro, let's say I go ahead and punch you in the face, and I say, God, can you forgive me? I mean, there might be an aspect of Olam HaMakom, but as the Mishnah tells us, Ashirat is Chaveiro, that's not enough. You have to go to the person you insulted, the person you hit, you have to get, Yom Kippur is a Mechaper, until you get Kapara from that individual. So by mitzvah ben adam lamakom, it's enough to do a private tshuva. By mitzvah ben chavero, it has to be, at least it doesn't have to be a public tshuva, unless maybe you embarrass the person publicly, but at least minimally to go to the person who you insulted and to ask them for forgiveness. In fact, the halacha seems like a very simple black and white halacha. That's it. It makes a lot of sense. You insult someone, you need mechila. What's so... it seems like very simple. However, the Mefarshim have already pointed out a couple of difficulties. Let's say you insulted someone, he's a firm guy. Let's say you know he says every night by the Kriya Shema Lamita, he says, Hareini Mocha. Let's say someone else told you, you know the guy forgave you. So do I have a chiyuv still to go ahead and ask for mechila? So logically would say, well, no, what's the point? Mission accomplished. He forgave me, let's move on. Yet many poskim write, nevertheless you have a chiyuv to ask mechila. What's going on here? Well, ask mechila on what? The guy already forgave me. That's one question. And in fact, how do we know that's true? Because the Gemara in Yuma with Rebbe went, the butcher once insulted Rebbe during the year and he never came to ask Rebbe for mechila. Presumably Rebbe said, I don't know if he actually said that to you, but I assume he forgave the butcher, he was mochulim, but yet he went to the butcher shop close to Yom Kippur because he wanted to give his guy an opportunity to request mechila. So we see it's not enough that a person is mocha you. For some reason, you have to actually ask the mechila. What's sad in that? Secondly, there's a pre-chadash they discuss about the question, what about, could I send a shliach to ask for forgiveness? They ask to mocha me. Or do I have to do it myself? So there's a discussion in the Achronim whether I'm chayev, I have to do it myself. What's the difference? The point is the guy forgives me. What's the difference if I send you to ask me for forgiveness? The Mishnah Brura has like a pshara. He says, ideally it's best if you go yourself, but if you think it's going to cause more problems, get someone else to do it. What's going on? A third person, and the guy, who cares how you get forgiven? If the guy forgives you, what's the difference by yourself, a third party? Question number three is, the Rambam writes, when you have to ask mechila, he says, you have to ask mechila up in three times. Doesn't mean like, okay, you forgive me, but you have to go at separate times and ask the person. And then the Rambam has a strange lesson. The al yavakesh, it's usher, I'm at home, it's like, don't ask more than three times. The Torah quotes Talach and says, there's no chiyav, but it's a rishus. Why can't I ask six, seven, eight times? Like, why is the cap on three? Like, what's this big deal? Why can't I ask four times? What's the Rambam told? What's the pshat here? So, Rav Huttner in the Pachad Yitzchak, he has it on Hilchos Yom Kippur, and he discusses it, and other people have the same yisod. I think it's this week's parasha also. He quotes the pasuk, V'yahavta l'reicha kamocha, and fitting during Sfiras HaOmer. We know, so you have to love your neighbor like yourself. Everyone knows that. Therefore, you have to go treat your neighbor as well as you treat yourself. You know, whatever that, exactly that means. And that's the obvious meaning. Rav Hutna says, but that's only half the pasuk. What is, but he says, the second part most people don't realize is a second obligation. Not only is there an obligation that I have to love a neighbor like myself, but I have a chiyuv about myself to be lovable. And I have a chiyuv that I am someone who people are I'll be a ahov to the brias. I'll be someone, I'm a likable person. Actually, some people by nature are more likable and some aren't. So some people have more work to do, some it's easier. But part of the chiyuv, you have to reicha kamocha, it's not enough that I love my neighbor like myself, I have to be to other people, I have to be lovable to others. What's the pshat, he says, because he says, that's the pshat why you have to ask mechila. What's the pshat asking someone for mechila? He says, so we're not talking about someone who's crazy and just has titus on you for no reason. And so what could you do? Okay, you don't have to ask the guy for mechila. You might want to, whatever, but there's no chiyuv. Someone, let's say you did something to a person, minadin, he has tainas on you. I'm not saying it doesn't have to be an aveira, you could have been something. He has what he calls a heter tarumis, he says. A person has permission to be upset at you, have tainas on you. So he says, what's the purpose of asking mechila? The purpose of asking mechila is, it's not just the end result. Of course we want the end result, but the end result, even if it happened, the point is, right now, he has a heter, in order to fulfill the, it's a chisaron v'yahavta l'reicha kamocha. For you to fulfill the v'yahavta l'reicha kamocha, you have to be someone who no one has tightness on. So it's a din on yourself, not because the result's already done, but the din on yourself. You have to misakin yourself, you're someone who's an ahav, that's part of the mitzvah of the v'yahavta l'reicha kamocha. It's not enough that you love other people, but you have to be an ahav, you have to be someone who's likable. And that's why, even if the guy forgave you, you have to ask mechila, that's why you, supposedly you should do it yourself because it's a din in you. And that's why the Rambam says, once you do three times, that's it. It becomes his. You took away you did your part, you will be asked for mechila three times. If you don't want to forgive you after that, then that's something else. But you fulfilled your head, whatever they capped it at three for whatever reason, that if you ask three times, that's enough. In fact, there's a famous machlokes, they say over the Chafetz Chaim and Rabbi Shaul Salanter. The Chafetz Chaim, I think, writes in his Sefer, Lashon Hara. So let's say you said Lashon Hara about a third party and he doesn't know about it. You know, you say Lashon Hara in front of the person and you ask for mechila. Let's say you spoke about someone who's not here and then, you know, you're feeling guilty. It's Elul, it's Aser Shemei Tshuva. He's not going to ask the guy for mechila. He says, I'm asking for mechila. He says, well, you didn't do anything. What did you say about me? So you have to tell him what you told him, like, he's a creep, he's a loser, I don't think, whatever you said about him. Do I have a chiyuv to tell him? So the Chafetz Chaim writes, yeah. He said, you have a chiyuv to tell the person. So I don't know, see, if he just doesn't ask him, it might be a smart thing to do. It depends. If you want to be friendly with this person, it might be better not to ask sometimes. But let's say if he doesn't ask something, you have to go into detail what you said. But he says, well, what did you say? So the Chafetz Chaim writes, you have to tell him. That's why he says, you have to be very careful what you say because you might not have too many friends left after a while if you start telling what you said about them. But either way, he says, he writes, you have a chiyuv. So the Rav Zohar Salanter went to him and said, what? That's ridiculous. Because you did one aveira of Lashon Hara, you should do another aveira of causing tzar to them. The guy, you're going to get the guy upset. Like, it doesn't make no sense to do that. And the Chafetz Chaim always said, you're right, but what could I do? I'm quoting Rabbeinu Yonah in Shari Tshuva, who says it. If you take a look on your own and look up, if you look at Rabbeinu in Shari Tshuva, it's not so clear. That's the way the Mishnah Berurah learns Rabbeinu. It's not so clear how he's saying that, but even the Mishnah Berurah is agreeing the logic's not there. So that's what he says. Because what's the pshat? That's what we're saying is that the whole point of asking mechila is to take away the heter tarumas. By here, even if it could cause the guy to be more angry, so therefore, we saw Solantis, and you know, he says, therefore, one does not have, and one, not only one does not, one should not tell the person what you said, because it's just going to cause them more harm. But that's the Yisod of Mechila. Three times, it's the din of Yahavta Varecha Kamocha. We have to take care of the Hetet Tarumas, and therefore we have to ask Mechila. So even if the person forgave us already, we still have a Chiyav. So that's another Nafkamina is. So number one was the Bracha. Number two is, Tshuva is a private affair, but not a Mumakom. But it's a public affair, or public, at least to the person you did it to, but not a chavero. A third nafkamina is, what about spending your own money? What about, like we know, there's a mitzvah of tefillin, there's a mitzvah of dalad minim, there's a mitzvah of shofar, matzah. Do I have to spend my own money on shmura matzah? Assuming I can afford it, the hand shmura. Do I have a chiyav to spend my own money, or? I'm not spending my money. If someone doesn't buy me matzah, I'm not eating matzah. No, so assuming you have the money, you have to spend your own funds to do mitzvahs. As it says, Kaveh Hashem Mahoncha. You have to even use your own money to fulfill. That's talking about different mitzvahs. So what about the mitzvah b'adam l'chaveiro? That's true. Mitzvahs b'adam l'makom. This is also true about mitzvahs b'adam l'chaveiro. So the Tosis points out, and others that know that by mitzvahs ba'am chavero, one is not obligated. In other words, you have a chiyuv to do the service. In other words, I have a chiyuv to do bikur cholim. I could charge him for the parking, or I have a chiyuv to do the kfura, but I don't have to pay for the funeral, or I have a chiyuv to do whatever mitzvah I'm doing, but I don't have to pay. In fact, that's the whole discussion in the Gemara in Kiddushin about who pays. Michel Av or Michel Ben. Is that when you do Kibbut Aleim, let's say you have to pay for something, does it come out of your pocket or the father's? That's the whole discussion. We pass a Maker Adin, Michel Ben, Michel Av. That if the parents have the money, you're allowed to take it from them. You don't have to spend your own money. So, in fact, it's the famous Maiser of Chaim Soloveitchik. I think it was probably when he was in Brisk, whatever he's giving in the yeshiva. So it was Ben Azmanim, Nisan Tishrei, who knows. So the kids go back. So one of the kids said he's staying for Ben Azmanim. He says, no, why don't you go home? Go home and see your family. He says, no, because my parents won't pay for the ticket. They didn't send me any money for my ticket home. And I know the Gemara. You know the Gemara, Rav Chaim. The Gemara says, Mishalav. If I have to do Kibbut, I don't have to spend my own money for Kibbut Aveim. And they won't send me money for the ticket. So therefore, that's it. So he says, you're right. So start walking. But in other words, that even though technically speaking, but one doesn't have a chiyah, but obviously, I wouldn't recommend that approach for Kibbut Aveim about not doing it. But in other words, but strictly, Me'ikar HaDin, obviously if you have money and they don't, you have to spend your own money. But Me'ikar HaDin, when it comes to mitzvahs ba'adam l'makom, you have a chiyah. When it comes to mitzvahs ba'adam l'chaveiro, you don't have a chiyah to spend money, you have a chiyah just to do, to make sure that that you do the chesed. Another nafkamina is, are mitzvahs nitain l'machila? In other words, can I be mochel a mitzvah? So, can I say, tefillin, I'm mochel, I'm not going to put on tefillin tomorrow, or Shabbos is coming up, I'm mochel this week, I don't want to keep Shabbos. It's ridiculous. A mitzvah, on Shabbos I have no control, I'm not bringing in Shabbos. Mitzvah of a mitzvah of Allah Makom isn't Nisan L'machila. Since I'm not the Baal Abbas, I have no right to be Mocho. However, by mitzvah of Allah Makom, one can begin to discuss it. Maybe a mitzvah, grab a Sheba to someone else, a Priyas Achov. If I owe someone money, or they owe me, they could say, you know what, I'm Mocho, or even find in the Gemara, Kivet Aveim, sometimes the parents could be Mocho, or Kavod Rav, so we find the concept. So, but other Allah Makom, he doesn't get off the ground. How could he be mochel something that only God could be mochel that? But a mitzvah b'adam l'chaveiro, that already is nitan to be discussed. And in fact, that's why it's similar to the discussion in the Gemara. What comes to mind is the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis in Sanhedrin, Nigmar Adin. The Gemara talks about eulogy and kfura. A hesped and a kfura. The Gemara talks about, let's say someone says, I don't want to have a eulogy. So, you have to listen to him. So if the person was dead already, he got up and told you not to do it, I'd listen to him. What about if he left the tzava beforehand? I don't want any eulogies. So the Gemara discusses the child, what's the issue? The Gemara says, it depends. Is eulogy, what's the nature of the din? Why do we make a eulogy? Is it kavod hachai? Or is it kavod hames? Is the purpose of the eulogy to give the people a therapeutic, whatever the reasons are, but it's for kavod honor for the people living, that you talk about the nifter? Or, no, it's not for the chai, it's kavod hames. My nafkamina, the Gemara asks, the nafkamina is if the person says, I don't want a eulogy. The dead guy says he doesn't want a eulogy. So if it's kavod hames, then he has a right to say no eulogy. If it's kavod hachai, then he has no right. So we assume, we paskin, that if a person says he doesn't want a eulogy, we listen to him. So mashmit's kavod hames. However, if it's a talma chacham, then even if he is, we don't listen to him. And what they do anyway, they say, I know you said not to give a eulogy, so I won't give a eulogy, but we'll just talk about his accomplishments and things like that. But Bikar Adin, you're allowed to mocho on your eulogy, so it's mashmah, that's kavod hames. And the Gemara is the same question by Kfura. Let's say a person says, I don't want to be buried. Are you allowed to listen to him? So if Kfura is kavod hachai, so then the live people would decide it's a babusha to them, the body's lying around, he doesn't have a right even to discuss it. If it's kavod hames, so we pass him by Kfura, he doesn't have a right to. Not either whether it's kavod hachai or not, it's a discussion, but lamaisa, a person doesn't have a right. If a person says, I don't want to be buried, we don't listen. Or he says, I want to be cremated for that matter, we don't listen either. Because why can't, why don't we believe in cremation? So, afi halacha, the reason why we don't believe in cremation is because you mevatel the mitzvah asei of kfura. Because even if you take the ashes and you bury them, that's panim chadashas. In halacha, that's not considered you anymore. Even if you took the ashes and put them in, that's not you, so therefore, you're about to, api halacha, that's why you can't do cremation. Api hashkafa, the poskim talk about how, terrible things, how you lose your olam haba and this and that. Why were they so harsh on someone who does cremation? See, today, I'm not saying people think that. A lot of people, maybe, why do people do cremation today? Maybe it's environmental friendly, maybe it's cheaper, I don't know. But the reason why Chazal had a problem with cremation is pihashkaf is because, at least during not Chazal, but the Rabbanim, when it started during the time of the Maskilim, it became popular, because what was the Shita then? Where did it begin with? There was a denial of the next door. Basically, you're saying that too. You're closing up shop, you take your ashes, throw them in the water, there's nothing else, this is it. The one who is kofer in Tchiyas HaMeisim, so then Engel Chel Golem Haba. It's not so much, it was more the lumdis behind it. I'm not saying people today, I'm not saying that's what they're thinking, but api halacha, anyway, you can't do it because it's mavata the mitzvah kfura, and even if a person says, I don't want to be buried, you don't listen to them. So again, so we see, so it comes by kfura, it comes by eulogy, mitzvah amachaveiro, we could have a discussion whether it's nitan or machila. If it's your mitzvah, if it's your shiba, then we could discuss, maybe sometimes you have a right to be mocho, other times not. So therefore, that's what the Mepharshim point out. A mitzvah b'adam l'makom, obviously you're not the baal habus, so therefore, you don't have a right to be mocho. But a mitzvah b'adam l'chaveiro, so then, and that's what we'll have to discuss, kivud avim, we know you can be mocho. So that seems to be a raya to the shita, that kivud avim is a mitzvah b'adam l'chaveiro, and not a mitzvah, but if it's ben al-makom, then how could you be mocho? We'll have to discuss that. And also, we don't make a bracha on kivud avim either. So is that a raya that it's a ben al-machavero? So, but right, so no, not making a bracha seems to indicate also ben al-machavero. And the fact that you can be mocho, it seems to be also a ben al-machavero. So we have to explain the ben al-makom shita. But that'd be another nafkamina. That if it's a mitzvah ben al-machavero, so then it's neat, then we could, it's discussed, you can be mochel if it's you're the baal habus, but a mitzvah al makom, it's not on the cards. Another fifth nafkamina is, what about how much kavod habriyus? We know there's a concept of kavod habriyus. We know there's a concept of kavod hames, and people a lot of times are very mocked on kavod hames, And they forget there's also a concept of kavod achai many times. They become, you know, they give a lot of kavod when the guy's dead, but while he's alive, they will mabasa him. But, you know, it's generally the rule. But either way, there's kavod abriyas also is a chiyav, you know, when you're alive as well. You have to treat people properly. So the halacha is that how much busha am I, if any, bizayit, do I have to go through to do a mitzvah? Let's say a mitzvah involves a certain amount of bizayon. So again, one could define what bizayon is. Some people might think having to daven in an airport on a plane might be a bizayon, or building a sukkah is a bizayon, but I'm saying within al-pi halacha, in terms of what is objective bizayon, not, you know, a person feels uncomfortable, that doesn't make it a bizayon. Something which is objectively what the Gemara, the post consider a bizayon. So let's say, Hashavas Aveda. So we know there's a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, that one has an obligation under the right conditions, Yavachiyav, to return it. So let's say you see, as a general rule, if you see an Aveda, you're not supposed to turn away from it, you're supposed to pick it up. So what happens if in the garbage dump you see whatever, iPod, whatever, some object, but it's all like muddy there and disgusting. Do I have a chiyav? And it looks like it's someone's, you know, that looks like it doesn't belong in the garbage dump. It's someone dropped it. It's apparent it's a Hashavas Aveda. So do I have a chiyav to go in and get it? So the Gemara talks about, so the cases, Zaken, Shaina, Wasne, Kvodo, a Chacham. There are situations where if it involves a Tam, a Chacham, a Zaken, something, that you're not obligated to go into an Ashpa because it's some out-covered Abrias. So we see that on a mitzvah, but on a machavero, that we do, your own dignity plays a greater role. However, as Tosis writes at this point, but however, on a mitzvah, but on a makom, as they say, but makom chilo Hashem, ain chokin kavod l'rav. And let's say a rav did something wrong. Let's say objectively, not quite, he did something wrong, whatever, it's in the newspapers, whatever. So you might think, well, it's a rabbi, I can't say anything, but I can't do anything, I've covered abriyas, but no, so the Gemara says, no, but makam chil Hashem, kavod shamayim takes precedence, and if it's a disgrace to kavod shamayim, then we don't worry about his kavod. So the post can point out, when it comes to a mitzvah about al-chaveiro, we're more, I'll get into this more another week also, maybe next week, but in terms of the issue of shame versus pain, how much you have to do to, for bizayon, but just simply speaking here, that we see on a mitzvah of a chaveiro like Hashavas Aveda, so then we take into account kavod abriyas, and then if a bizayon you don't do, but as a general mitzvah adam lemakom, kavod shamayim takes precedence, and we, you know, of course the Gemara talks about shatness pulling off, so there are, you know, we have to work out the exact details about when kavod abriyas fits in, but the klal is we're more concerned about kavod abriyas when it's involved in mitzvah adam l'chaveiro. The mitzvah adam l'makom, to that kavod shamayim is adif. And in fact, I think there's a chavis yad, there was a discussion, I don't have anything against musicians, maybe it was different then, but in the poskim, when they discuss musicians, it's like it was a bizayon, it's a bizayon to be a musician. Well, what was the case? The case he was talking about, I think it was a dayan. I'm not even sure if he was, I don't even know if he was even doing it for pay or not. But let's say it was a big rav, a dayan. He wanted to play a musical instrument, I guess, at some wedding. But so there's a whole, whatever reason, they consider that job a bizayon. So it was a discussion whether he's allowed to, play the music. So the Chavis Yar, in his discussion, he goes